We find ourselves now in a wonderful celebration, a celebration of 91 years of Havratzas HaTeira, of Limud HaTeira, of Kiyum HaTeira. It's a tremendous, tremendous simcha. But at the same time, we know that things are not 100% the way we'd like them to be. We just said two kapitlach tilim. We're saying tilim every day. Hopefully we're doing even more than saying tilim. It's been nice of Eilim Chavireinu. Nice of Eil. It's one of the most difficult things to do. And yet it's interesting. Because when we see somebody walking next to us, and they're carrying a lot of packages, and it's too heavy for them to carry, we wouldn't hesitate to go over and say, please, let me help you, and to take some of the baggage. He shouldn't have to carry it all himself. He shouldn't be overwhelmed. But when it comes to being nice to the oil, not in the physical sense necessarily, but in the emotional, ruchniyistic sense, it becomes very difficult. You have to l'reacha kamoicha. Kamoicha. Zekal gadol b'teir. Zasefer tolos adam. Zekal miyisa gadol b'teir. After the Achikamech is a gewaltige Sache, sagt Rabbi Akiva. It's a clown god of the Torah. After the Achikamech, you should be Ayev Yoreya. You should be Ayev Yoreya like you're Ayev yourself, which the Rosh Hashanah explained means that you have to want for Yoreya the same thing that you want for yourself. To the same extent, not in less. After the Achikamech. You should want for your Rea as much as you want for yourself. If you want to have a life without difficulties, or with a minimum amount of difficulties, or with difficulties that we can be able to deal with, and not with difficulties that we find that are overwhelming, then we should want that for our Chavra too. And when he doesn't have it, Naisa Ba'el. When he doesn't have it, I have to be Naisa Ba'el with him. I have to feel his pain. I have to help shoulder his burden. It's not something which is we can just ignore. They tell a ma'aseh with the Beis HaLevi. The Beis HaLevi doing his tekufa to a lot of gzeiros. And they were very difficult for Klal Yisrael to be able to withstand. So once a year, the Gdeli Yisrael would get together and be able to decide how they can deal with this. It was not something which was minor. It was a major, major consideration and a major necessity for the whole Tzibur. So, from Brisk to go to Vilna, where the Tzifa was, it was a mahalach. So they rented, for the Beis HaLevi, they rented a wagon, an enclosed wagon, and they rented two good horses, and they took food along for the way because it would be 2 or 3 days' travel. As they're traveling, they come to a little shtetl, and the little shtetl, a guy comes over to them. He says, what happened to you, Yidin? Where's your Midas Rachmanis? She says, what are you talking about? He said, there's a Yidin in this community, and he's an Ani Ve'evyan, an Ani Meduke. His windows are broken, he's freezing, he has no food, he has a few dry pieces of bread, his family is starving, and he himself can't even talk. So the Brisker Rav heard this. He told his wagon driver to go immediately to the house. And sure enough, The windows were broken. It was freezing. The house was in total disarray and total poverty. And the father was in bed. He couldn't talk. He was so schwach. So the lady went, and he took. He saw that the father couldn't even eat. He was so weak. So he gathered a little soup, a little, and he gave him, spoon fed him, level by level, spoon by spoon. He spoon fed him that he should be able to come to himself. And this went on for a long time until he was able to come to himself a little bit. So the Gaba said to the Biskarov, the Gedolei Yisrael are waiting for us. They're waiting for the Biskarov. They have to take care of what has to be done for the Tzibur, for the Ganze Yor. He says, yeah, I know. But when a Yid's in pain, you can't leave. If a Yid in Tsar, you can't leave. So the Biskarov stays overnight. He stays overnight, and the next day back to the Zelda Kazakh. Again, the same thing. He was feeding the individual to make him able to come to himself to get some kayach. Spoon by spoon by spoon. To give him the kayach that he needed to be able to start to function. And he ordered, as soon as he got there, he ordered a glacier to come. They should put in glass, they should put in windows. And to order wood, they should be able to warm the house. The bottom line was, the Biskarov said, we could make it to the meeting. We couldn't make it. They couldn't make it. And the Biskarov ended up not going. I don't know that we can paskin from the Maisa, but it's an unbelievable Maisa. The Yid is Bitzar. You can't leave him. You can't leave him, no matter what it's going to cost you. The Maisa with the famous Maisa with Rabbi Yisrael Salanter and Yom Kippur. We were waiting for Rabbi Yisrael to come to Shul, and he wasn't there for Kol Nidre. They waited until they couldn't wait anymore. It was already Shkia. They said Kol Nidre. They waited for Vayter. They waited for Rabbi Yisrael to come for Meirav. Vayter Nishkiven. Rabbi Yisrael didn't come there till the end. Till after they finished the Meirav, and he's davening b'yechidus. The famous story, he said, where was Rabbi Yisrael? He said, he was coming to shul, and he heard a baby crying. He comes to see what's going on, and he sees there's a little girl sleeping, and there's a baby in the crib, and there's a little bottle of milk next to the baby. So Yisrael understood that what's going on is that the mother wanted to go to shul, wanted to be Kol Nidre. So the mother left this little girl, 5 or 6 years old, whatever it was, in charge of her little brother, and she fell asleep, and the child's crying. So Yisrael stayed, and when the child woke up, when the little girl woke up from her slumber, she was afraid of staying alone. So Yisrael stayed with her. Yisrael stayed until the mother came back from shul. That's nice about Mechaberi. When a child is crying, an adult is crying, physically or emotionally, nice about Mechaberi is Mechaev. Nice about Mechaberi is Mechaev. We have Yidden that are being killed every day. Rachman Litzlan. People are dying every day. People are losing Parnassa every day. There are things, so many tzaras going on. Nesa Be'olam Chaveri. This is a very big thing. The Brisa says, One of the Menchas Dvarim Shatar Niknis Bay is Nais Ve'el Chaveri. Why? Why is Nais Ve'el Chaveri one of the Menchas Dvarim? So the Hesbe could be the following. Nais Ve'el Chaveri means that I put myself in the matzav of another person. And not only think about myself and what I'm going through, I'm thinking about what other people are going through. If I'm training myself to think and to feel for another person, then it's going to help that may be kind of terror also, because when I'm going to sit and learn, I'll sit and learn with the Chavrusa, and I'll be used to thinking about what the other person's thinking, not only what I'm thinking, not only my svaras. And I'll think that I want to put myself in his position, because that's what I'm doing every time I'm a nice girl. That'll help me be able to learn, be kind of terror. Because I'll be able to hear. I'll want to hear what the other person's saying. I'm not just going to be interested in getting over what I'm saying. I want to hear what the other person's saying. It's nice about Al Chaveri. So one of the Menchas Dvarim is nice about Al Chaveri. That is the Hechsher. It helps me be able to learn how to learn. How to learn to be Mevakish the Emes. Not just to be concerned with myself, but to be concerned with the Zulas. And to hear what the Zulas has to say. And to try to understand it. And try to be able to accept it as being something which I have to consider. Nice of a chaver. There are many ways we can be nice of a. The first thing that we have to do is to be able to feel it. We have to open our hearts. The lev has to be margish. If the lev is margish, then we can be able to come with etzes of what to do. But if I'm not margish, then the whole process doesn't begin. They say the Dubna Magid, when he had his Seder Hayyim, he had his different Nimudim, and the Dubna Magid in between would say Tilim B'Bechiyas. He'd say Tilim. No one understood why. They thought maybe somebody was not well in his mishpacha. Somebody would tell me the karev. When the Dubna was Nifner, so the Gabi, they asked the Gabi, what was going on? So he explained to them. The Dubna Magi asked them every day, tell me what's going on in this city. Tell me who is having difficulty. Who's having, whether it's in health, or it's in Parnassa, whatever area. Tell me who's having difficulty. And he used to cry and say Tilim every day for the Tzrachim of the city. Because he was nice of Ael Chaver. He was nice of Ael. He felt their pain. He felt what they were feeling. Nishpashet. It's not a simple thing to do. We're all made. It's not easy. But the first thing is that we have to want to do it. If we want to do it, and we want to feel the other person's pain, we want to be nice about the chaver, we'll find out ways already how to be able to help. But first we have to want. First we have to want, we have to understand how important it is. Not only is it one of the kinyan ha'tayra, it's also something that the Rebbe Hashem wants from all of us. He wants us to be nice about the chaver, to be able to feel another person's pain. Zayis teres ha'adam. We're all wachativa achas. Ganz klar Yisrael, it's not me and my reya. It's more than that. The wachativa achas, we're not separable. We're not separable. We're one being. Klal Yisrael is one being. And mainly if somebody is hurting, then we're all hurting. If somebody's having difficulty, we're all having difficulty. It's nice about. That's something which we need to always be be mechamen, something that we have to always work on. But bismanenu, it doesn't take much of an imagination to see the need, to see the tzeirah of what's going on. We need to take a look and see what we're doing and what we're not doing. In all areas, whether it's in tzedakas or it's in personally helping people physically. Let's see what we're doing. Let's see what we could do, if we could do anything more. Let's see how to be able to be nice about. Person's nice of oil, he can do come to Dvarim Gedolim. Person's not nice of oil, he's nishken gut zach. The Baruch Hashem should give us tziyat l'shmaya, that we should want to feel. And we should be mispalt HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he should give us the kayach to be able to understand what it is that we can do. And then be able to carry it out, l'maisa. We should be able to see, being able to see the Yeshuas for everybody, Refuas and Yeshuas, that everybody needs. Just want to share one word with, one mura with you. Many times we think that these things for Brisker Rav, for the Magid, but with Maneni we don't have people like that. I want to tell you that there's a bachar in this yeshiva. I don't remember how long ago it was. Was sleeping on the floor, like the ma'aser of Klal Yisrael, because there was a tzar going on for Klal Yisrael. And he said, "How could I sleep in my bed when Klal Yisrael's in the tzar?" He's a mechayev. He's here. He's a bachar in yeshiva that was margish, how to be nice and well, and how to be able to not take for granted and not to ignore the tzar of Abazulas. The Baruch Shem Zalman mentioned we should need to be nice and well, because people shouldn't have tzaras. But if they do, the Baruch Shem should help us be able to be nice and well. And we should want to be nice and well. The Baruch Shem should give us the hechitimtzes to be able to be nice and well. Give us the havana of how to carry it out properly. And Beis Hashem Yisbach, that'll be very merutz at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, obviously. It'll be something that'll bring a nachasruach to the Bari Yaylam. It'll be something that will show that we understand that the mile of Klal Yisrael is that we're a chativa achas. As Tzayel's Mekabli HaTeir, as Tzayel's Tekim HaTeir. We're a chativa achas. Tayag Mitzvus is something that we all can carry out only as one chabura, only as one kavutza. No yochid can carry it out. Shemar Hashem should give us the siyat l'shmaya to be able to carry it out properly, to be able to feel what we need to feel, to be able to act the way we need to act, and to bring in nachas ruach to the Bari Yaylam, and b'shuzah, to bring in this nachas ruach to the Bari Yaylam, we should be able to be zeicha to the gula shleva b'mehera b'yameinu amein.